Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410. Kinnerath joining you here today as we kick off our mornings here on FM 98.1, AM 1410. Hey, we always like to talk about, you know, different events in the community. Always like to bring in different organizations in as well, just to talk about, you know, we're going to talk with NP Ice here in just a second about kind of how their winter season, and you're probably thinking, dang, it's going to be 60s and 50s, 70s soon. We're talking about wintertime already, but hey, Carrie's joining us here today. Carrie, good morning, and how are we doing?
We're good.
Well, we're excited to have you in here. You kind of heard me kind of with my little spiel, like, oh, people, we're talking about winter. We're trying to get to the warm weather, but
I know.
NP Ice, their season concluded, and, you know, kind of just talk about NP Ice and how your season went.
We think, all in all, it was a great season. It was a huge improvement over last year. We were able to get the chiller established, and the rink was a little bit bigger. We had our first proposal on the ice this year, which we didn't have before, but it's only our second year. So we had a really good turnout, especially through December when the weather cooperated. We had a great outpouring of support from our sponsors. So they were really instrumental in getting everything done, and it would have been impossible without them. So a huge thank you to all of them.
Sponsors are always big, and speaking of sponsors, I know we were talking off air beforehand, but there's still about 5 or 6 dasher boards that are, you know, are still open for someone who maybe wants to sponsor, and it sounds like it's a 3-year deal, but also a little bit on the cheaper side.
It is, so it'll actually be 50% off, so it'll be $2,500 instead of $5,000, and that'll get you 3 years of advertisement, and we'd love to be able to open next season and have them full, so.
It's always nice when you can skate around and see all the dasher boards full of sponsors. Hey, let's talk about some project goals. You know, NP Ice, once it gets a little bit warmer out, it's always tough, especially when the sun's bearing on the ice. And, you know, someone who has a background and, you know, growing up on an ice rink, it's like, you know, once that sun hits the ice, it's a different level. Talk about some of the project goals. And I know there's going to be one that, you know, people are going to potentially like to hear.
Hopefully. So our biggest goal is to get a cover over this rink, because like you said, when that 60 degree weather hits, we're dying. I mean, I love the day, but it's impossible to skate in water. So putting a rink over our rink is 75 by 90, and we love our location. The city and the baseball teams, they've been huge and amazing to work with to give us this location. So putting a cover on it would be, it'd be a huge help to get the season extended. So there's no doubt we could have been skating in these colder days in March had we had a cover. We wouldn't have had to have ended so soon. So that would be our biggest goal.
And, you know, another thing about a cover is if you get a cover, you know, extend the season longer, but also maybe some different ways you want to do at the rink. And it could potentially even turn into maybe like a summer. I know we were talking off air how back in Kearney, we have an outdoor hockey rink. Like, I know, like, if you could maybe get a cover and build a little platform in concrete, it sounds like, you know, if it happens, there's an opportunity for like summer skating, like rollerblading or maybe summer pickup hockey.
Absolutely. We have two incredible coaches, Coach Higgins and Coach Simeon, who are willing to do lessons, who can throw together practices and teams, and they've been amazing for our kids. They've got a huge outpouring of support from the kids that just love to come learn from them. So that would be huge to give to the hockey teams that we have, but then also to the youth in the community that's really interested and passionate about hockey. So we'd give them something through the summer that they could work with. So if anyone's interested, definitely reach out so we can get it going.
And I agree. It's always great to see a sport to grow in a community. From Kearney, you know, obviously the Tri-City Storm, and for North Platte, you can go about hour 15. You got the Tri-City Storm in Kearney. You can head out to Colorado. There's the ECHL team. You got the Avalanche about 3-4 hours away. So if you can find a way, it's like, hey, there could be an interest in, you know, kids in hockey. Like I love hockey, but there could be other kids or, you know, anyone in general out there who likes hockey. If you can get maybe start growing the game out here in the wintertime, you got the ice rink, but then, you know, if you get the cover in the summertime, you can have the concrete and play some ball hockey or just do roller skating.
Absolutely.
So it's a great way to grow the sport all year round.
I think that's our goal. We just want people to understand and love the concept, skating, hockey, and bring that into the area as well.
Continuing on our conversation, hey, we got some days coming up here to kind of look out for some events, but also the big one, Giving Day on May 8th.
Yes, we are on with the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. We are part of that Giving Day, so if anyone's interested in donating, all you have to do is go on there and click, and you can drop down and find us on there.
And then another one, it's been discussed, but if you could do it, it'd be a fun one. Dine Out Days, that would be a fun one to get out there and hit
Absolutely.
The restaurants.
Someone to cook dinner for me. We did Freddy's in March, and we're looking to partner with Papa Murphy's this April. And pizzas can be grilled too, so not just baked. But then we're also looking with Renza and Cane's. So just some different ways to help out, even if you're not interested in skating.
And then for the golfers out there, they might like this one, a glow ball tournament.
Yes. This is one of our funnest things that we think we do. I don't know if funnest is the word, but more fun.
I'll count as a word.
Okay. We're going to do, Tyler would like to put together a fall one for, or I'm sorry, a spring one out here at Lake Maloney. And then we have a fall one around Labor Day that we do at the Sutherland course. And we've had a huge success with that as far as being able to raise funds, and it's just a really good time. It's a good course all at night. We've got all the light up sticks, glow sticks. We give prizes for best decorated cart and best decorated team, all the things like that. So it's a good time.
And then lastly here, you talked about Tyler. It sounds like Tyler was nominated for a pretty cool award.
He was, and we are very proud and excited. It's kind of gives me chills. He's one of our co-founders, and he was nominated with a visitor's center for the Excellence in Tourism Award. And he's the glue that holds us together. The time and the effort and the financial support that he puts to this rink is, I can't begin to think how much he does for us. So he's a huge support. He's kind of our backbone.
It's always exciting once you have that someone in that leadership role and get awarded for, you know, what you've done the last couple of years. It's always great.
He deserves it. He definitely deserves it.
And then Carrie, lastly, I have here for you. I know we're looking ahead. It's early April, but any idea, maybe a potential date where the rink will come back this winter?
I think we're shooting for December 1st. So it all kind of depends. There's a lot of moving factors into how we have to get everything back out, set back up, the chiller, the mats on the bottom and everything like that. But December 1st is our goal at this time.
Well, perfect there. Carrie, any final thoughts for the listeners?
We really appreciate the community support. We had a lot of kids come out and a lot of families that enjoyed it this year, and we'd love to continue to grow that. So
I did just think of one more. I apologize. One more question for you. You know, obviously taking donations throughout the year. If someone wants to donate, how can they donate to NPIs?
So you can always reach out to us on Facebook. You can always talk to Tyler or Blue McGrath. He's our other co-founder. Any of us that are on the board, you can go through Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. We did have a Give Butter site set up that also worked for donations as well. But anytime you want to talk to us about sponsorship or donation, definitely reach out.
And folks, when we get the audio up on the NorthPlattePost.com, and here after a while, we will have the website and Facebook linked as well. So when you click on the audio story, just go down to the bottom of the story portion. You can click the website and it'll take you right to where you need to go. Hey, Carrie, thanks for taking the time for joining us today, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.